This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see you, Ronald McDonald, retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping, seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
The suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This is a message to all American infidels. Prepare to die in a sea of holy fire. You will be punished for your decadent ways on the first day of Radaman. You... wait a minute, did I just say, what did I say, Radaman? Ramadan. Radaman, what is that? What is Yeah, maybe Dennis Radaman is going to punish you with his crazy hair. No? Okay, let's go again. Okay. This is a message to all Americans. I'm not going to be able to do it now. I'm not going to, okay, all right, okay. No, you know, I got to get all the laughs out. Okay. Got to get all the laughs out. Okay, all right.
2 days of that.
What was that, Super Don?
That is the genius humor of Seth MacFarlane that you just heard right there.
That's
from an episode of Family Guy.
Okay.
Where they were talking about Osama bin Laden, but hilarious.
Osama bin lately. You know what that reminds me of, in fact, because we have a story we're opening up the show with today, related to the EU declaring some sort of holy war against homeopathy. And it sounded to me like that was the American version, right? If there's an American holy war against homeopathy, that would be like what Seth MacFarlane was doing in a joking way, right? We didn't declare a holy war because the battle against homeopathy is a religious war, not on the part of homeopathy, but on the part of the allopathic, molecular, collectivist, reductionist, dunderheaded doctors. The EU medical establishment is seriously launching a jihad against homeopathy. And I don't, we call it that, or you want to call it a holy war, whatever you want to call it. It's an unholy war. And it's an unnecessary war. Except for them, it's necessary because they know the economic writing is on the wall as more and more people are fleeing allopathic, modern, molecular, reductionist, collectivist medicine. Because it's more than likely to kill you rather than help you. And if homeopathy were indeed the threat that they perceive it to be in terms of danger, because that's all they got, is it dangerous? Well, we admit it's not dangerous because it's not toxic, but therein lies the problem. If it's not toxic, it's not real. If it can't kill you, it's not real. And then the secondary problem is if people take homeopathy, which is non-toxic and can't kill you, they're likely not going to take the drugs that are toxic and that might kill you. Do you see the conundrum here, Super Don?
I do, but then what you're gonna get from say a skeptic is they're gonna say that, well, you know what, if you're taking the homeopathy and the homeopathy doesn't do anything, then you're not taking the medication that will save your life and will help you.
Homeopathy's
dangerous.
No. I know what they're trying, but they can't say we'll save your life and we'll help you because they're already an acknowledged in the peer-reviewed medical literature the leading cause of death. At least one, two, or three. Three, they like to say, but it's really number one. And this is coming from the European Academy Science Advisory Council. Now, I want you to think of this in terms of the Crusades. right? If we want to go back far enough in European time, or any religious order that says, you know, convert or die. And this is a modern day version of that in terms of an unholy war that they'll declare a holy war, or a jihad, or a crusade. We cannot have the infidels, in this case, the homeopaths, mucking up our works and destroying our, you know, religious order, threatening our religious order. What is that religious order? The Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. The sacrament of that church, of course, you cannot question, and that is vaccines. If you question vaccines, that is just, you know, it's a step too far. It's one thing to question, as you do, Robert, the safety of drugs. Because we know, yeah, it's in the literature, we can't deny it, although a skeptic might try. But when it comes to vaccines, no, that's beyond the pale. You cannot say it because, listen, without vaccines, there would be nobody left alive on planet Earth. Which is like it's an exaggeration, of course, but that's basically the belief system that gets you to the point where it says, if you're not vaccinated, you're a threat to us who are vaccinated. But the argument against homeopathy, again, is you might be less likely to take the drug that we say is real and legitimate, and that a Super Don reference could save your life. But it's an exaggeration, just as I exaggerated for the sake of vaccines, that if we didn't have them, everybody would be dead on planet Earth. The exaggeration is that the drug will save you. No, it's just as likely to harm you and even kill you. And if you consider helping you, suppressing a symptom that your body is screaming, trying to tell you, stop doing something that you're doing wrong, or start doing something that you're not doing that you should be doing, and instead you run to a dunderheaded, allopathic, reductionist, molecular doctor, and you say, Doc, I got this pain, I got this thing, I got this digestive thing, what can you do for me? Here, take this pill, it'll go away. Knowing full well that they'll be back or sent to other specialists for the many different symptoms that are going to arise due to their beloved, sacred, scientific, ritualistic medicine in a pill, patented and profitable. We're going to talk about crony capitalism in a little while related to solar energy, but for now it's crony capitalism in regards to the domination that allopathic medicine plays on the Western world and the Western governments. From Europe, the EU, even though the birthplace of homeopathy is in Germany, now part of the EU, it doesn't matter. And I don't know how legitimate this organization is. They say they are an umbrella organization that represents 29 national and international scientific academies. But what do we know about the scientific academies? Heck, in today's Natural News, Mike Adams has another article of someone else being revealed to be a shill for Monsanto, pro-GMO. This scenario is playing itself out all the time at the global level, because these are multinational companies with no allegiance to any nation or state except their own bottom line, their own profitability, toxicity, and death in their wake be damned, even though they're going to be damned once they leave this lifetime, if not before, based on their bad behavior. Super Don, why are they going after homeopathy? If it's fake, if it's phony, if it doesn't work, why would people be flocking to it if it didn't have a benefit? Explain to me from a skeptic perspective. Is it because I'm so convincing? All over Europe, they're running to homeopathy. Is that the reason? Why? Why, if it doesn't work, if it's at best a placebo, is that enough?
Because all of the snake oil salesmen have so much influence, they're not regulated in any way. It's not criminal to be able to promote and teach quackery to the masses that they've hoodwinked so many people into believing these things because, the misinformation is so readily available out there.
Well, again, you've made an elitist argument that says the people are stupid and they can't decide for themselves what medicine is good for them and what is bad. And we shouldn't allow them the freedom to choose something different than what we elitist scum, medical scum, have decided is the only legitimate medicine, a.k.a. the only legitimate religion. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Of course, that's an American ideal in the First Amendment. They don't necessarily have that same thing in the EU. I don't know how much of the Magna Carta they even know about there, but the reality is this is an elitist attempt to dominate planet Earth with toxic chemicals because molecular reductionists can't see the light, refuse to see the light, won't see the light. And if they do see the light, it'll be tied to some nuclear plant somewhere. And the radiation that you can see is not real, so keep drinking the fluoride and guaranteeing an increase in uptake of heavy metals, which are really just evidence of another drug deficiency. We'll find the drug for you somehow. It will be approved by the EU, EFSA. It'll be approved by the FDA in America, Health Canada in Canada. And homeopathy, man, we've got to do a full court press attack on it, because the medicine that is not real, that contains little to no molecules of the original substances, that can't kill anybody, is clearly hoodwinking everybody because they're flocking to it, and we're so desperate, we allopaths, that we must engage 26, 29 organizations under an umbrella and attack viciously the safest medicine on planet Earth.
Hear, hear.
You feel good about that?
No, look, I get it. I get what you're saying. You know, it's, and you know, I think the analogy of a holy war is perfect for this, because if you look at, you know, the holy war that everybody thinks about,
yeah,
where, you know, you've got two sides in a war, that it doesn't matter what you say or how you say it or how you reason or, or you know, how many kumbaya songs that you try and sing with the other side. They are true believers on both sides that are not going to see eye to eye. Literally, it's not possible in that dynamic, as far as, in my opinion anyway.
Dude,
and in this case, you've got the same thing going on.
But the thing is, many of the people that are using homeopathy today have already been down the skep-duck route. They've all been grown allopathically, and they've left it. They've left the religion of their youth. And I'm not talking Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. I'm talking pharmaceutical mysticism. And the irony is those in those three major religions that are still taking their drugs dutifully, basically prescribed by the priestcraft and the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, are engaged in unholy practices. Because they're worshiping it in their church or synagogue or mosque one day a week, and the rest of the week they turn their bodies over to, well, pharmacists in a sense, with prescription pads. And of course, the root for pharmacy or pharmakia, I believe, is kind of a wizard-like thing. For those that don't like wizards, it's Harry Potter world. And you make fun of me.
Dragons kind of thing.
Yeah, you make fun of me when I talk Latin homeopathy. Heper sulfur calcarium, or heper sulfur calcarium, depending on where you are. That is the remedy for staph infection. Along with silver hydrosol, of course. Silver, they'll say. What are they going to say about silver? In micrograms, it can outdo what antibiotics do in grams without harming the body. Unlike the chemotherapy that is an antibiotic. All right, folks, we got to talk about crony capitalism in a different way. The energy sector. In the Sunshine State. What's gone wrong? We'll tell you after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Notes are up. RobertScottBell.com. Thanks to Super Don. We got a lot going on. I don't even know how to describe to you all the things that are going on, but somehow we'll communicate it. There could be some very interesting surprises on Monday and Tuesday's show before we head over to Orlando and the Truth About Cancer Live. Can you believe that's next week? It can't be already. Is it next week?
Crept up on us, didn't it?
Boy, oh boy, is time moving fast. I don't know, was it the end of the world, 923, and we woke up and we're on our light bodies and things are moving even faster? I mean, who would know, right? Maybe the skeptics, we should ask them about that. Be the light that you wish to be in the world, or see in the world, I guess.
Speaking of light.
Yes.
Are there still, I'm just curious, I'm assuming, did they get all the power turned back on in Florida after the hurricane? Is everybody in good shape now?
I saw one sign on the road the other day, which somebody had put up, and they were like on a really rural road, and they said, you know, we have been out of power since Irma, and that was the other day. So I don't know. Maybe there's one or two places that aren't back in, but it's still nothing like the total devastation that they saw in St. Martin, for instance, and St. John's, but Puerto Rico is still hammered and struggling. So, you know, we had it minimally, but this is an energy, this is a power segment right now. Because it's about crony capitalism, but it's also about the things Liam Sheff was warning us before he left this planet. Solar power. People say this can save us, right? The reality is solar power cannot produce what the so-called fossil fuels are producing. But the sunshine state, you think it would be reasonable to say, yeah, well, why not? If you can afford to invest in solar power, okay. You will reduce some of the need or reliance upon other forms of energy. Granted, in order for solar power to work, they have to mine and strip mine the planet and get rare earth elements out to make it happen, just like in the battery production of the Tesla cars, too. But the idea is that it can be replaced one for one is ludicrous. If anybody's arguing that, that's not it. But you get a lot of sunshine in certain areas. Colorado's a big sunshine state as well. You would think that the government would be like, yeah, all about reduction of utilization of these wasteful energies, polluting energies. But apparently in Florida, no, crony capitalism is reigning, because those of you who can get enough sun in Florida and have solar panels, you could get off of the grid. But apparently it's illegal to do so. It's illegal to do so, to be energy self-sufficient. Trump and other presidents before him, congressmen, senators, have all said, we need energy independence. Unless it's you or me or Super Don. It's crony. Energy independence means energy independence for the monopolist to dominate and control your ability to access the energy grid. And if you don't want on the grid, you're going to prison. Or we'll take your property. How's that for freedom in America? Because in Florida, that's what will happen. They say, nah, you can't be off the grid. Now, my argument here, Super Don, is there's always a way. Why not have the panel hooked up, put the grid, make it like go to a closet in your house? And then the rest of the house could be on your solar panel. But, of course, you also need batteries when, the, you know, but.
That's an interesting idea. I would be curious to talk to somebody maybe about this, because I think it's outrageous. You know, it's one of those things that's hard to form a sentence after hearing this, because it's like, what do you mean I can't be off the grid? Why am I not allowed to decide where I get my power from? And obviously, you know, the big power companies have, you know, lobbied, the local government in order to make it so that everybody has to use our power. But, you know, that's a good question. Could you get away with, let's say you got power and you hooked it up and all you had was just like a light bulb, right?
Right.
That was, because I would assume if you had a power, to your house and the power company detected the fact that you have a home, but you're not using any of that electricity, that perhaps it might raise a red flag and they'd say, oh, there's something going on over here. And then they'd look into it. You know,
they take a playbook from the doctors and say, you're under energized, looks like you're under vaccinated.
you know,
we can't have only one of them done. You got to get all of them. You got to get caught up. So you can't have one light bulb on the grid and everything else off the grid. But remember, folks, this is about energy. I've talked about energy. We opened talking about energy and homeopathy and freedom. This is about your freedom to move about the earth cabin. This is about spiritual autonomy. This is about sovereignty. Are you a citizen subject to the jurisdiction of the District of Criminals? Or the District of Criminals in your own state? What's the history of that concept of self-determination in America in particular? We've got listeners all over the world, but America was once the shining light for freedom. The concept of a love of liberty and defense of liberty has been lost. It's been lost for a long time. And even those of you who clamor for more freedom recognize at a certain point you hit headlong into the limitations where they say, not so fast. That's a step too far outside the matrix, so to speak. The original Matrix movie, they nailed it. I can't, what am I going to say about that? But yeah, the search for energetic autonomy is a search for spiritual autonomy. And they don't want you outside of their matrix. Because if you're free, others might want to be free too.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're joined now by my good friend Bone Broth Protein from Organics. Actually, I'm just looking at this because those of you who are downloading that thing, RSB Reports, RSBReports.com, they got a 50 recipe option for you. You can actually use this stuff in soups, and for those of you who need the collagen, different things that you can get from it. That's Organics Bone Broth, very clean stuff. And I just wanted to give a shout out to my friend TMP, Ty Bollinger, and them. And we've got a lot more healing to go. Now, I am a sports fan. I grew up in America as a sporting kind of guy. you know, baseball, football, wasn't into hockey because we were, you know, my impressionable years were in the Southland where we had the Atlanta Flames. They left for Calgary. And then years later, they got the Atlanta Thrashers, and they left for, I don't even know where they ended up. Atlanta could not host a hockey team for long.
Hockey just doesn't seem to fit in the South, you know?
Yeah, but they have the Tampa Bay Lightning. So in Florida, they have hockey, yeah. So in certain areas, if you go far enough south, it becomes the North again. You learn that. But, you know, for me, the sports, and I love baseball. You know, I would follow as a kid. I mean, there's a charm to it. Of course, love the movie Field of Dreams, right, about the mystical and mythical aspects of sports. Yet today, it's like you can't just watch sports and have a good time looking for excellence. Talk about the highest achievement, you know, whether it be gymnastics. When the Olympics were in Atlanta in 96, I got to see some of the gymnastics. I mean, amazing things that they can do. And you know, that's to me a worthwhile and worthy pursuit, excellence, right? But it's sports today so far from that. Now everything has to be political, and I guess that's why it's time for some football.
Rah, rah, sister, bah.
Well, hey, around the world, football is known as soccer. So they have to say American football, although apparently in London they're catching some games at Wembley Stadium or something like that nowadays as well. But, again, pursuit of excellence, to me, is a high ideal. Whatever it is, what is your bliss? You know, follow it. We are here in a playground to some degree, to some extent. Of course, in the playground there are bullies, and there are those who want to change the rules on the people who are just simply there to pursue excellence. And, you know, lately, of course, with the protest of the national anthem, and some are saying it's not the protest of the national anthem, it's about police brutality. Leave it to John Rappaport to put perspective on this. The, you know, the whole idea of what is really going on versus the perception of what, you know, people are being convinced is going on. And, of course, the divisiveness. Is that a word? Should I say divisiveness? I've heard it say divisiveness.
I've heard it that way as well.
Yeah, again, it's the being played aspect. You know, you want to play sports, great, but don't be played. And I mean that in life. And I think this is where the players themselves are being played. And one of the articles John just came out with is called An Open Letter to NFL Players. It says, you're being used. You're being used. How? Well, we'll get into that in a moment. But I do want to play some clips from Donald Trump because of the things that he said and kind of assess it. Donald's a sports fan. He had a USFL team when it was competing with the NFL. And they won a major suit against the NFL all those years ago, but he won $3. So he's already always been a bit perturbed and peeved at the NFL because of what happened to his New Jersey Generals, and the whole league eventually collapsed. He got Herschel Walker way back when. He was the number one running back at the time out of the University of Georgia. He went to the USFL. So there's some big competition in the NFL. They don't like competition. They like being the monopoly, the big guy on the block. So Trump's got history here, and it's always important to know context. When you see Trump do something, there's usually a little bit of a personal angle because Trump is Trump. You might not like him. You might not like what he says. You might not like his bluster, but he is who he is. This is who he is. This is what he brought to the White House. And he won because people were like, I don't want a politician. I just want a guy who says it. Well, like it is. I might disagree with him, but go ahead and say it. So he's not playing politics in the same way it's been played before by politicians. I'm not saying the guy's a statesman by any stretch of the imagination like Ron Paul was and would have been in the White House. But he is a guy who has perspectives on things, and he doesn't filter them through a political lens necessarily. This is what he believes, is what he says. And so as he goes out against the NFL or the players or somebody, here's a little bit about what he said.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired.
Now, you know, that's populism. If you got patriotic Americans that love the flag, love the troops, and the Star-Spangled Banner makes you teary-eyed, and you got guys that are being paid millions of dollars to play a game, and they're disrespecting it in your perspective, in your opinion. Now, I think that the people who are angry with the so-called protests Most of them, I will say, I don't know every one of them, but I have a hazard guess. If you were to ask them, do they have a right to protest? I don't think many people would say, no, they don't have that right. Of course, there's the nuanced argument, Super Don, that says, well, they're working for a private organization, although it is a monopoly. It's been granted special privileges by government that, you know, not every corporation or group of corporations have. But yes, they could make rules and say, you know what, just like Trump wants, if you do that, you're fired because you're not playing by the rules. We pay you. And they could do that. But the principle in the sense of, as an American protest, that's an American thing. And I don't have a lick of problem with it. I think it's unfortunate that they're bringing it into a game that people want to watch just to escape whatever illnesses, ailments, stresses, etc. But that also says a lot about our culture if it takes the bread and circuses, the Roman Colosseum, to distract us to the point of temporary happiness, if you will. Am I making any sense here at all, Super? No, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just kind of throwing this out.
I agree with you. I don't know that these people should be fired.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of something I alluded to when we were on the break when you were getting your water. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of times where we will cover stories about things that are going on where our First Amendment right is being squashed.
Oh,
the
yeah.
ability to be able to talk about how things can heal you.
Right.
So when you start deciding, well, you know what, that person did this, that person should be fired, that person should be silenced, that person should be punished, that's a real slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
Because where do you draw the line on where that First Amendment right exists or where it does not?
Sure.
That's a tough one. That's a really tough one to crack.
Super Don, as much as we're having a principled discussion about, for instance, freedom of speech, protest, etc., the NFL is going to make a decision ultimately based on economics.
That's true.
If the people stop going to the games and stop watching the games, it's going to be a very easy decision for the owners to go, you know what? Enough. You guys want to protest, take it elsewhere. Don't do it during the game or before the game, right? So it's going to be an economic decision. But let's see where Trump goes with this next clip.
Some owner's going to do that. He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired. And that owner, they don't know it. They don't know it. They're friends of mine, many of them. They don't know. They'll be the most popular person for a week. They'll be the most popular person in this country because that's a total disrespect of our heritage. That's a total disrespect of everything that we stand for, okay? Everything that we stand for.
Now, you know, I'll take issue with Trump on that. I don't think it's a disrespect of anything but themselves, the people who are protesting. And as we analyze this, as John Rappaport has done so well, we talk about the open letter to NFL players, you're being used. This is big because it goes into some very uncomfortable territory in terms of what they think they're protesting and what they're actually protesting. And they're being used because the dilemma in terms of cop on black people crime, right? Cops that are brutal and use excessive force or even kill innocent people or people who might not be, but at the same point, excessive force, no due process at that point. Yeah, I don't think many people, certainly not in this audience, would go, yeah, we're for that, right? But if you look at the perspective of really what the problem is, for instance, in terms of crime on minorities or the levels of crime in the inner cities, and we say, well, what is the problem there? Is it the cops that are creating more of the problem, or is there something else going on? And then we bring up issues like gang violence, drug cartels, some sponsored by our own CIA, which ironically the leftists believe everything the CIA says because it might mean Russia colluded with Trump to get him in the presidency. No, Hillary sucks so bad. It was hers to lose. She just wasn't a candidate that could win, clearly. But again, that's even an aside like that. But we look at these issues, violent crime, drugs, gangs, some who are low-level dealers for Mexican cartels, grinding poverty, despite the fact that Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, and since then, what, $2 trillion have been spent on poverty? We have as much poverty, perhaps more. Jobs stolen by globalists sent to foreign lands. Toxic chemicals, lead in water, landfills, corporate pollutants dumping in those areas. Absence of fathers in the home, where that is an issue, it's an issue. Unsafe neighborhoods making people going to school. It's a lie, taking your life in your own hands, being in school, and grossly substandard nutrition, empty junk food, right? The cheapest subsidized food. What are the poor people eating? government-subsidized junk, GMO, corn syrup-infested non-foods. You want Colin Kaepernick and the like, you want to protest something, you need to be looking at those issues. Because it's a, and again, this is not an endorsement of violence against anyone who is innocent of a crime or due process. But it is so far down the list in terms of real numbers that if you really want to help your brothers and sisters, as I do, you've got to look at these other things. And the last one on the list may be the most important, the substandard nutrition Superdon.
All right. No, you're right. You're right. And, you know, I mean, I like how John Rappaport is putting out there that you know, the NFL players are getting used. It's true. And I think in a lot of ways we're kind of getting played as well.
Yes.
Because, you know, listen, Trump is a master at doing this kind of stuff. He really is. He knows. Yeah. He knows there are people out there that are just on the edge of their seat, you know, because they hate him so much that they're going to attack anything and everything that he says and does.
Yeah.
And so there's no way that he just blurted this out and didn't really know what he was saying. He knew what was going on, and he's created a big media circus now because that's what he wanted. You know, that's what he was looking for. But I'll tell you, there is a way to solve this this issue, and I want to thank South Park for this. If you remember this, they covered this before, and they said, so all you have to do, you just have to say, ladies and gentlemen, please stand or kneel in respect for the national anthem.
Yes. Lay it out, and then they did defeat the protest before it begins, which isn't really a protest. By the way, folks, those of you Trump haters out there, he's playing you. Stop it with all the hate. It's a waste of your energy. We've been talking about energy this hour. We'll continue to do so after this. Arachnids. Contact.
Live around the world. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
To the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For whatever else you might perceive this radio show to be, it is a show about freedom. It is a show that fundamentally looks at healing on every level we possibly can encounter. And if there are more, we'll get there. Give us time. Been at this since 1999. 6 days a week since Groundhog Day 2011. With very rare days off. Super Don sometimes have to twist my arm. And I've tried to be philosophical about these things when I travel around the world and I'm coming back like, I'll do a show. And I'm like, no, I won't do a show. I'm trying to be wiser about these things. But the physical healing we talk about, you know, ailments and illnesses, we will. We've got some CBD updates next hour. We got Julie Ebe coming back on board. She's going to be great. And then we talk about emotional issues. You know, Dr. Batar, every time we talk healing, there's also emotional, psychological elements, mental, mind stuff. And there are, of course, economic and political ramifications of life on planet Earth that relate to healing. Healing politically, healing economically. Yeah, healing principles can be applied anywhere and everywhere because they're universal principles. But we're not taught those in Western allopathic reductionist schools, especially medical. The docs who get it had to go beyond their training to get it. And those who are communicating it, some of them achieve a status that hopefully they don't have to become martyred. And they become so well known that they're not going to be attacked in the same way. And then there, of course, is the spiritual aspect of it, which I believe everything is superseded by that. I mean, it's below and above everything. That it really is, you know, the fundamental freedom that I yearn for, that I am, you know, speaking out about, whether you hear it in different ways, because I know I don't know if I'm the best communicator on all of these things. I do my level best, but hopefully it lands so people feel the message, even if they don't understand it in a certain way, if I use funny language occasionally. But arachnids? Really, Super Don? I got this good thing going. I got this good thing going, talking energy. We do a little distraction talk with Trump and the NFL, and then you have to throw spiders into the mix.
Well, do you like spiders?
I don't mind them so much. My son freaks out at spiders.
My son does too.
Yeah. So I mean, it's like you can play. You can always get them back with that.
Like a little sissy girl if he, yeah. if a spider gets on him. But
right.
I thought this was interesting. You know, not just this is not just a story about spiders.
Mm-hmm.
This is there's a university, Vermont University. Mm-hmm. There's scientists here. They discovered 15 new species of what's called the Spinthara spider.
Okay.
Okay. And I guess this is an interesting situation here because they all have this kind of smiley face pattern on their abdomen.
Okay.
But when they were doing analysis on them, it turns out the species hasn't interbred for like millions of years. And so you've got these species that they didn't realize existed of this particular spider. And you know how when they discover a new species, they have mm-hmm. to give it a new scientific name, right?
Sure, yeah.
So for whatever reason, well, I guess actually the reason is obvious. This is Vermont University. So the students decided, you know what, let's name the spider after our beloved state senator, Bernie Sanders.
Spinthoris Bernie Sandersy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the name of this new species of spider. And I thought that was kind of funny.
They didn't stop there, though.
They didn't stop there, though. Apparently, these must be Democrat scientists because they chose to also name a spider after Barack Obama and after Michelle Obama. So you've got Spinthoris Barack Obama and
Spinthoris Michelle Obama. Yeah.
Obama.
I even have one after David Attenborough.
Attenborough, and they also named one after Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, wow.
Because wow. I guess it's done a lot of environmental work. So
yeah, but you think about this. This could backfire on them, on the left, because you think about spiders. All spiders are venomous. Even the most harmless of spiders. In fact, they say like the daddy long legs is one of the most dangerous venom of all, but it's so little that it's inconsequential to humans, of course. And you think about what Bernie Sanders is promoting, this utopian idea. Hey, I'm a smiley spider. Love me, love me. And then you get bitten by socialism, and then you end up in Venezuela, and you find out the venomous truth.
You get bitten by the Bernie Sanders-eye spider, and you turn into a socialist Spider-Man.
Yeah. Not good for your long-term viability if you like to eat. Folks, look at what happened in Venezuela. I know there's a lot of international globalist politics playing out as well, but the concept is spiritually bankrupt. It's immoral. Theft by force to distribute things that in freedom we would have the ability to choose to help others, and by and large most people would and do. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Major CBD updates coming up because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.